Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now. Doctor, doctor,
I'm screaming out. Oh, boy, after hearing that commercial for Freddy's and all that great food, I'm going to need to go see Dr. Stan Anderson. Dr. Stan, that's not quite fair, is it?
Boy, it did sound great. That's for sure.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I said to JD, stop it. Stop it. Oh, sounds good. First thing in the morning. Well, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. I think this is kind of interesting because, you know, the topic of the day, body temperature and temperature, is interesting because, you know, with COVID, we all take our temperature, at least I do, and, you know, family members do, take your temperature more often. But I have noticed I don't see 98.6 so much anymore. I see like 97.3 or 5. What is that?
Yeah, and so it used to be everybody was taught 98.6 is normal. And that's what it's been forever. And recently, over the past 10, 20 years, 30 years, we've noticed that normal for many people is like 98.0, 97.5, 97.0. And one of the thoughts that I thought was, maybe it's better hygiene, maybe it's cleaner water, maybe it's improved medical care, but they're starting to think that there may be something else. And one of the reasons that they're starting to look at is that the less that we exercise, the more our metabolism slows down. So one of the intriguing, what's called a back of the envelope estimate is that it may be related to our entire system. We have cars, and back 200 years ago, we had to walk or ride a horse everywhere we were going to go, and we have conveniences nowadays. So we think that it's more likely related to lower metabolism from lower exercise expenditure.
So you're busted if your temperature is lower.
Well, fat acts as an insulator, and so therefore it affects the heat dissipation from the body. So therefore it ends up making things a little bit lower. So that could be part of it. Again, this is just theory. Nobody knows for sure. But the interesting thing is the old adage of 98.6. And I remember there was a song back from the, oh my goodness, it was the 70s almost. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again.
Mm-hmm.
That song is now out of date. Well, most of the songs that I know are out of date.
I'm with you.
Because for most people, the actual normal temperature is probably close to 98.0 or 97.6.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. But let's go the other way. So when you take your temperature, what's considered a high temperature these days?
Yeah, we were taught in medical school, and I still teach all of my students, that anything above 100.4 is considered dangerous. So 100.2, 100.3, we don't necessarily need to say to anybody that suffers with that, oh, you have a real problem. Now we're starting to say anything over 100 is likely going to be more serious or more dangerous. So that's probably the big takeaway. If it's three digits, if it's 100 or higher, then that's more something that you need to act on.
All right, and when your body temperature is higher, you get a fever because your body's trying to fight off something. Is that the case?
Right. Yeah, and that's what it usually is. And quite frankly, if you get your temperature, your body temperature to 100, 101, you actually fight off infections better than if you try to drive it lower. So if you have a fever, let's say that you get an infection and your temperature goes to 103, 104, you want to get it down, but you don't necessarily want to get it down to 98.6 because at 100 to 101, you actually fight off infections more efficiently. So, yeah, you want to get it down, but you don't necessarily want to get it all the way down to normal.
And I'll ask you one quick question before we have to go. What's the best way to reduce your fever?
So Tylenol, Advil are really the best things. The biggest thing you want to avoid if you do start to feel hot is that you want to make sure that you drink lots and lots of fluids. So we talk about the rule of nines, which is 9 glasses of water whenever you start to have a fever, because it's the fluid which is going to be necessary to help you to make sure you don't become dehydrated. You want to flush things out through your system. So, yeah, the rule of nines and Advil or Tylenol.
Well, you brought the heat this morning, Dr. Stan. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and I'm not even from Miami.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Thank you, sir. We'll talk next week.
Great talking to you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.